Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, February 3rd. I'm Mark Daniels. Another unbelievable night for Giannis Antetokounmpo as the Milwaukee Bucks rally from 21 down in the second half to beat the L.A. Clippers in a late one at Pfizer Forum, 106-105 for their sixth win in a row. Giannis going off for 54 points, pulling down 19 rebounds in the win. He was 21 of 39 from the line, hit a couple of threes, 10 of 15 from the line, including 2-for-2 in the final minute. That put the Bucks on top for good. Granted, they needed a couple of stops, forcing Kawhi Leonard misses in the closing seconds, but the Bucks get the win, and with that performance, Giannis is now three games this season of 50 or more points and matching the all-time record of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Man, I never thought I'm going to score 50 in the NBA when I got drafted. You know, it's insane, crazy journey. Now, you know, I finish a game and I score 50. I'm like, what the hell just happened? It's insane. But it's a lot of hard work, a lot of self-belief. Being up there with somebody like Kareem that played in his franchise, it's a great compliment.
Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer says he's just so much fun to watch.
Every day, grateful for him, this organization, this city. He's just incredibly special to do it. You know, 50 is so tough in this league, and I've never been around anybody who's done it three times in a season. And, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is, you know, he's an icon in our league, and Giannis is building his legacy. I'm glad to have a great seat to watch it.
Really good seat. Tyronn Lue, L.A. Clippers head coach, says the freak single-handedly beat us.
You know, overall, like I said, we knew Greek was going to score. I didn't know he was going to score 54, but we did a good job of just kind of taking everybody else out of the game. But, you know, when one player scores 54 points, it is kind of hard to win a game.
Indeed. Chris Middleton added 16, and Drew Holiday had a dozen for the Bucks. Holiday named a reserve on the NBA's Eastern Conference All-Star squad. It's been a decade between All-Star appearances for Holiday's first one with New Orleans 10 years ago. And as big of a night as it was for Giannis Antetokounmpo, he was happier for his teammate.
He's been playing amazing, you know. Obviously, Chris was out, and he kind of carried, you know, a lot of load. You know, he's been super aggressive, and not just offensively, like he defensively on both ends. He leads, you know. So I knew that he's going to be an All-Star this year. I had the conversation with him. He was saying that he'll rather just take some time off. I'm like, nope. I'll see you in Utah, my friend.
A couple of weeks away from the All-Star game in Salt Lake City, also named to the Eastern Conference as a reserve, Tyrese Halliburton of the Indiana Pacers. He's the NBA assist leader this season, and he's a former Oshkosh North Spartan High School standout, now a first-time All-Star. The rest of the NBA scoreboard, the Heat, who are next for the Bucks at Milwaukee on Saturday, they fell to the Knicks 106-104. R.J. Barrett leading New York with 30. Anthony Davis at 31, lifting the Lakers over Indiana 112-111. They had a big comeback. Cleveland, a 128-113 winner over Memphis. Bulls get by Charlotte 114-98. Dallas handed New Orleans their 10th straight loss. Luka Doncic with 31. The Mavs 111-106 victory. And Denver gets a 17th triple-double this season for Nikolai Jokic as they beat the Golden State Warriors 134-117. And in college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers and their three-game slide. They dropped 6 out of 7, but they hold off Ohio State 65-60 in Columbus. They were up 43-27 at the half and were leading 62-47 late, but they went nearly 7 minutes to finish the game without a basket. Chucky Hepburn went 3 of 4 from the line in the final 30 seconds to help seal the win for head coach Greg Gard.
It was a really good first half, and segments of the second half were good too. Obviously, we'll get to the last 7 minutes. But no, I thought we came out aggressive. I thought we did what we needed to do to take good looks in transition, push the ball when we had it, got the ball in the paint, defended pretty well. So yeah, a lot of really, really good things there in the first half.
Hepburn finished with 15. Connor Asigian led the Badgers with 17. They're now 13-8, 5-6 in the Big Ten. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday. Ranked teams in action had number 3 Houston beat Wichita State 70-61. Number 7 Arizona over Oregon 91-76. Ninth ranked UCLA beat Washington 70-61. Number 14 Gonzaga over Santa Clara 88-70. 18th ranked St. Mary's beat San Francisco 68-59. But UAB upset number 20, Florida Atlantic 86-77. In the Horizon League, Milwaukee Panthers stay atop the conference race as they beat IUPUI on the road 72-69 to get to 16-7 overall, 10-3 in the conference, sharing first place with Youngstown State and Northern Kentucky. Youngstown State needed three overtimes to beat Wright State 91-89, while Northern Kentucky, they took care of Robert Morris 65-52. Green Bay Phoenix, with just two wins on the season, will take on IUPUI Saturday in Indianapolis, one of the two teams they've beaten this season. Horizon League women's action, Cleveland State winner over Robert Morris 61-43. They get to 11-2 in the Horizon, 20-3 overall. Green Bay Phoenix can get back even with the Lady Vikings if they win at Detroit Mercy on Friday night. Phoenix Gales 17-4, 10-2 in Horizon League play. No games in the NHL. It's the All-Star weekend in South Florida. They'll have the skills competition on Friday night, and the All-Star games will take place at sunrise on Saturday. Of course, the NFL stars have convened in Las Vegas. Jair Alexander, Elgton Jenkins representing the Green Bay Packers at the Pro Bowl in Las Vegas. You ready for a little touch football on Sunday? We'll see how that works out. Aaron Rodgers taking part in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am at Pebble Beach in the Monterey Peninsula was asked by CBS Sports on Thursday, if you got any news for us. Rodgers quipped, I'm not going to San Francisco. Well, that takes one team off the books, but Las Vegas locally sent out a tweet asking which neighborhood is Aaron Rodgers moving to, and Devontae Adams, of course the Las Vegas Raider, was quick to reply, quote, mine. We'll see. Rodgers says he's going to wait till after the Super Bowl to make a decision on his future plans. And the Packers also have to decide whether they want Rodgers back or if they restructure his contract to make it more palatable to be a trade partner with someone in the league. As for the Pebble Beach tournament, Hank Lebioda leading after the first round at 8 under par. Kurt Kitayama, Chad Ramey, Harry Hall are at -7. And the Milwaukee Brewers making some news. They've announced that Ben Sheets will be added to the Walk of Fame at American Family Field. Sheets, one of the most prolific strikeout pitchers in Brewers history, a four-time All-Star, will now be honored in the Walk of Fame. And Bob Hazel is going to be added to the Milwaukee Braves Wall of Honor at American Family Field. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.